Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must earn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be the children they stand on, and if we live our lives on direction, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know.
Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, September the 12th, 2021. And today we're going to be talking about the exhaustion of wisdom. This subject is taken from the message to the black man opening preface page to where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I always wondered about why he would use the word exhaustion. But before we get to that, I want to pass on some news, some latest news from the Weather Channel. We are actually under a tropical storm watch here for this week. It appears that Tropical Storm Nicholas has formed in the western Gulf of Mexico and is likely to be heading straight for the Texas coast. Now, if you, from previous program, you have heard me say countless numbers of times that we're living in a different time period now, to where the hurricanes are not just being brewed on the East Coast, they're on the Eastern Hemisphere within the within the world. It's being brewed right here in the Western Hemisphere, leaving you little amounts of time to prepare. Now, there's a reason why we always constantly on the narrative ask you constantly to prepare from the day of want, because the days of preparation is becoming a lot shorter if you really been paying attention. Now, this storm is going to be bringing a lot of rain, so meaning that it's going to be a lot of flooding involved with this storm. If you are in the lower lying area, you must take the proper precaution. And also, you know, if you have to find yourself evacuating your home, then make sure right now that you sit down after the end of this program, or sometime during today or tomorrow, that you come up with a plan for you and your family. Last week, Brother Wiley made a statement that's very, very, very true. Shocking for some, but very true. It's a very real thing. As a man, would you want to see your baby floating around in the water for gator bait? You know, here in the city of Houston, at one point in time, we didn't have alligators as plentiful as they are now. This is something to think about. You all have time right now to prepare. If you don't have enough food in your homes, I suggest you go and fill up your home with food if that's what you need. What about water? And to the young people who don't even know or even got a clue as to how to survive in problems like this, you all should have been really taking heed to what your parents were doing at during the time or when you was growing up with them. The same methods applies. It's no different. If water is cut off or whatever, go ahead, make sure that you fill up your bathtubs or water. That way you have a bucket. That way you can use the water to flush your toilet. Okay? We want to make sure we stress that to you. Now, it's only saying right now that it's a tropical storm, but tropical storms turns into hurricanes. There's no reports right now talking about that if Nicholas is going to become a hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane. However, that's something that you got to keep in your mind because it is a tropical storm. All right? So let's stop playing around with this thing. You don't have time to be hanging out with the radio, hanging out with friends. Friends, this is the time for preparation. So let me bring in my brother today. Brother Wiley Muhammad, you here, sir?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm right here.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners, brother, about this preparation because of the storm on its way?
Well, it's now so fertile for disaster in America until you speak it, And when you speak it, it materializes almost right away.
Yes, sir.
And this kind of reminds me of this storm. You know, you didn't see it really coming from nowhere. It really wasn't together. And as the day by day passing of it, it began to reveal itself from out of the water. For when it hit them waters in the Gulf, then the waters of the Gulf is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the fuel for these storms. So we don't know what it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be just a tropical storm and come through and dump enormous amounts of water and rain, or if it's going to change into something else that bring wind, rain, spin-off tornadoes, all that. We don't know. So what we have to do, as you so well said, this is the time of preparation, and you don't have much time to prepare. You really don't, because this is, you know, if you're not prepared now, you got to move fast, because they're talking about, you know, just Monday, tomorrow. You're
right.
Looking at torrential rains tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, it's right at your door. So don't waste time.
As we say, make haste, because you don't have time to be sitting around hip-hopping yourself into a frenzy. Always music on your mind. But one thing about your favorite artist, they got money to travel off if they have to. You don't. You don't. So take heed, brothers and sisters. We don't do these programs for nothing. See, one thing you're gonna learn about the NOI is that for 90 plus years, the nation have been teaching and warning our people. And I can speak for myself. I've been teaching and warning our people for 36 years. And I will continue to do that. But my level of tolerance is growing intolerant of those who refuse to listen to the messages and the warning. Do you think that the warning is going to last forever? Do you think God is going to continue on looking at you, constantly reject his messages? There's a time and a place. And right now, we are at that time now to where you don't have time to, well, I hear that a Hurricane Ginger is on the eastern hemisphere, is on its way to the west. Well, I got about 3 weeks to plan. No, you don't. And what's the old saying? I got time.
You don't have 3 days. You don't have 3 days.
Yes, sir. You don't even have 3 days. Right there, knocking, ready to knock on the door. You know, I have people making excuses all the time, you know, for not being prepared. I'm at the point to where I'm ending all excuses in my presence, like within New Orleans. Katrina was 16 years ago. You mean to tell me in 16 years you never took into consideration that destruction can't happen again? How long have we been from Harvey now? You know, it ain't been that long since, about, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Bruh, let me say this in regards to what you're saying. Look how far we are from Ida that just ripped through this area, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Look how that look, we talking about a matter of a week or so.
Yes, sir.
And do you know how saturated the ground is right now with water?
Mm-hmm.
Do they not realize that the waterways are still filled with water? And do they not realize that debris is still clogged up, haven't been moved out yet? And when this rain come through, and I'm not trying to frighten nobody.
Yes, sir.
But when this, you don't know how, they talking about the coastline. That comes all the way right up to Houston. You're looking at possibly 10 inches of rain. And that's an estimate. You know how much water that is on already saturated land? 10 inches? You don't know what's behind that. It could be raised higher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You're talking about disaster. This is for real, you know. I mean, I said it's an all love, you might say. I mean, this is serious. You can't treat these disasters. How many people right now, vehicles are gassed up because it's going to be a run on the gas station? How many now got to, you know what the people have right now? Football games, bro. Opening day of football season. Everybody mind on their team. Boy, look, sport and play.
Right.
Sport and play. Man, and then the pandemic. Ooh, this pandemic is spiking and raging. And, oh, give it a couple of weeks after the football game with all of these no mask wearing, no social distancing, people huddled up together so tight it ain't funny at these sporting events and socials with hotels full and restaurants and bars full of, wait till you see the handwriting is on the wall, brother.
That's right. That's right. And like you said, today is opening day of football, and people out tailgating.
That is.
Yeah, I've seen all
that.
Yeah. I just couldn't wait to just get back out there. Well, boy,
that's real talk, bro.
It's real talk. And, you know, I do have to stress to the men, you know, how do you feel as a man in knowing not what to do in times of great distress? Men, you are supposed to be leading your families, but are you not being the leader that you were created to be in your homes? You know, brother, I got to agree with Brother Farrakhan for something that he said here in Houston once. He said he was speaking about how it seems as though, like in our homes, that us as men have lost the moral authority in our homes. In the confidence of our wives and in our children. And when you look at it, you sound in the alarm, and it seemed like your children not even hardly moving. You can sound the alarm and seem like your wife not hardly moving. Hell, we even say the dog. And you call the dog barely moving.
Come on, bro.
We got to take charge.
It's a funny thing, what you just said, and brought
yes,
the dog
sir.
Into it, being that I'm a professional dog trainer.
Yes, sir.
Bro, you know, what you just said, I could use very easily and do often with my clients when it comes to their animals. I
yes,
say,
sir.
Look, You're asking the animal to give you his power. Why should he? What have you done to deserve that? I said, look, when you say you the leader, I see the dog pulling you all everywhere. They don't look like they leading. He taking you where you don't want to go. All of this. So how can you say you leading the dog?
Right.
Well, see, when you mention things like that, I tell them, you know what leadership is about? You don't ask for control. You don't ask for power. You take it.
Right.
I said, I'm telling you how it works. People say, man, how do you control those dogs like this? I know the nature of them. I got a sign said, you know, that tells you they don't know how to live in our world. It's up to you to teach me. It's up to you to lead me. My sign says that they don't respect weakness. We know it will not lead to our survival or the survival of the pack. You cannot lead me if you're not strong. So when I grab hold to the leash of the dog, boy, I hope y'all really looking deep into what I'm saying. When I grab hold to the leash of the dog, I ain't asking the dog to cooperate. No, I'm not asking the dog to cooperate. I just take off. And when I take off, you know, if he rebels, he chokes himself. You don't blame that on me. I'm going. I'm taking the lead. I'm moving out. The dog rebels. He starts choking because the leash is connected to the collar. And when he starts choking, he like, oh, hell, you know. And so what? Then, you know what? Animals are not crazy, nor people. What happens is he realized that in order to relieve this pressure from around my neck that's making it difficult for me to breathe, all I have to do is cooperate and go with the flow. So the dog, what? Stop rebelling and start moving with me. The minute he starts moving with me, you know what I say? I say, yes. I mark that behavior to let the dog know it is the correct thing to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? Following that mark, I give it a reward. And they say, I give it a reward that it likes.
Right.
And the dog realizes, damn, if I just comply and follow this one that's leading,
yeah,
he's leading me right to what I want. He gives it to me, what I want. So they get smart enough to realize that rebelling won't get them nothing but what? Choked.
But choked.
And that compliance, compliance will get them exactly what they want.
Right.
So that's the people rebelling against the God.
Right.
It's not going to get them what they want.
Right.
Only compliance is going to get them what they want. When they're hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious, that's not going to get you what you want.
No.
That's gonna get
not
you.
At all.
That's gonna get you killed. We talk about this every week. I'm telling you, they talk about the migration of people from Mexico on the border. you're not seeing the migration of the people in America from city to city as a result of the disasters that are taking place in the cities and making the cities difficult, uninhabitable, putting them out of work, all kinds of things like this. And they have to go to destroying everything they got, their homes and everything. It causes migration. You have to go somewhere where you can live, where you can get the things that you need. You know what happened when all of those people are migrating to the other city? That city that they're migrating to was not built, was not built to what? To supply with resources that amount of people. So now everybody is pushing one another. Everybody is uncomfortable. The people who are already in the city and the people who are trying to get in the city. They're rubbing each other the wrong way. You're developing a lot of attitude. And as a result of a lot of attitude, people feel like they are being pressured already unjustly. Now here comes the killing, the shooting, the murder, the violence exploding. Yes. You don't really, they don't see what all of this is causing.
Right.
Your in-laws is coming to move in with you, and you already ain't got too much. You don't want to turn them away because they in-laws. And now they y'all all squeezing in the same house. People feel disrespected because you ain't got no room, you ain't got no privacy. Tension builds. I'm spending my money, they ain't spending nothing. They ain't got none to spend. That's why they there living with you.
Exactly.
You know, tension. It's building tension, frustration. As a result, what? Problems, man. And so forth. I'll say this and end it. And so forth and so on and so forth and so on. Destruction of America. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. I don't care what you do. You can't stop it. Like the coronavirus. Every time you think you got something to stop it, it mutates and changes to something else.
That's
you can't stop it.
That's right.
America is under divine, whether you believe in God or not, you're actually watching it. You just haven't snapped to it or accepted it now. America is under divine chastisement from God and can't do anything about it. She can't win a dog fight. She is powerful as she is with her weaponry. She spent 20 years in Afghanistan and still couldn't win. Still couldn't win. And how did she leave? Running. Left billions in dollars of supplies and weaponry and arsenals of different types. Where? There. It's an embarrassment. The soldiers are embarrassed. These people better look at what's going on. And now you got a potential hurricane right at your doorstep. Didn't it come up very quietly?
Oh, very quiet.
It just came up very quietly.
Right where you was hip hopping it. Celebrating out there, acting a fool in the street. You just like the saint. You just like the people of Noah. You know, Noah people was doing that. Yeah. Then
same
the rain started.
Thing, different time.
Same thing, different time. And same thing, too, brother. Remember Allison? Allison hit on a Friday night.
And you know what happened on Friday. Boy, that's party night. And so many people, that water came in so fast to where it covered, it blocked the pathways under the freeway. And some, and you know when you're going up under the freeway, it tells you the height from the road to the bridge. I never get this one. This one says 16 feet, and that water was touching. And 16 feet of water. How you going to get around?
Oh, I was looking at it. You can't.
Yeah.
I was standing on top of a freeway. On top of the freeway looking with a lot of other people, and we was just looking at the water back toward McGregor in the bayou and looking toward downtown, and we could actually see tractor trailers, the top of them, underwater.
Golly.
That's a lot of water,
yes,
brother.
That's a lot of water. And then when you live in a place like Houston, man, we have nothing but what? Bayous and canals that run
everywhere.
Everywhere. And you know the thing is that they all filter into the ship channel. So when the ship channel takes on a lot of water, if you stay anywhere in that close to that area, the water comes across the roadways over there because it's too much. And the water is not draining as fast back into the Gulf of Mexico. So a lot of floods is definitely inevitable, especially when you live in the city of Houston.
The destruction of America.
It's amazing, brother. You know, and we still want to sit around, man, thinking that this thing, I got time. You don't have time. You hear from the narrative damn near every week. You don't have time now. You might as well go ahead and take, just marshal up the strength within yourself and go ahead and do what is being asked of you. Now, this is being asked of you. To go ahead and start preparing. This is a mercy. Whenever you hear anybody, I don't care if it's a Christian preacher telling you this or a Jehovah Witness preacher telling you this, if they're asking you to start preparing to save your life, then that is a mercy from God.
That's
if you
right.
sit around and you don't do it, hey, your hand, that's off our hands. We done
that's
what we
right.
supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? All right, brother. The exhaustion of wisdom. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said these words in the first part of the message to the black man. He says that as we near the exhaustion of wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in search for that supreme wisdom to keep us from stumbling and falling, we now seek the wisdom of Allah, the best knower and guide in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise be forever. The reader will find that light in this book, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah. You know, I'm looking at that. And that word always baffled me for years, man, before I even tried to even think about a subject on it. But, you know, he used the word exhaustion. Exhaustion means you know, when you're describing it means using something up complete. You know, and for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to use that word in describing the present wisdom of this life that we are living on. You know, the wisdom of today, and you have pointed this out too in a few shows, brother, the wisdom of today cannot bring up anything new today.
No,
it has run its course, meaning that it is dying out and a new wisdom is replacing it to make it obsolete.
That's just what it is.
I'm going to pull something from the Bible right quick. Okay, this part in the Bible, I think it's Ecclesiastes, I believe, says to everything there's a season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to be gathered, to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What time is it in America? What time is it for the world? What time are we living in? For one thing we can say, it is the time of the end of the Caucasian people and their work. That should be evident now. You said something there, brother? Yes, sir. It's time for change.
Change. As simple as that. Change. You can't stop
Period.
It. even white people are saying you can't stop it. It's
right.
Just a time of change. And if they tell you things are never going back to what they once were. They're telling you that you know what time it is when the devil began to confess.
Mm-hmm.
Things are never going to return to what they once were. This is change occurring and happening before your very eyes. You are in the midst of a world
Mm-mm.
change, a
yes,
cataclysmic
sir.
Event.
Yes, sir. Can't make
what
you look like like the people were standing up there looking at the sea retreat back into the ocean, and you just standing there looking, and like you waiting for that wave to come. Man, you got to take haste.
Yes. You got to do something. You got to first accept the change, accept the time
right. Of
change.
Right.
And then get in step with it.
That's right.
If you are in step with time and the change occurring within the time, then you are in step with the God. And
that's
you
right.
have all of time, all of the change power. You have it working for you. It's with you. It's moving you.
Mm-hmm.
So if it can't be stopped, it's making you awful powerful, brother.
That's right.
Awful powerful.
Great point right there. That's true. And you know, I think probably in a few, probably before the end of this year, I definitely want to do a show on time. And we're going to go into the mechanism of time. Because in this song, brother, that as human beings, you know, we really, in order to measure time, some of us think that time it's to be something that you have to be really moving at breakneck speed for. and the deal is, time is different to a God that I'm finding out. It's a lot different to a God. And one thing when you talk about the originator, time meant nothing to the originator. Because like we say that we don't know how long the originator was out there before things became about. Oh, we just put a measurement on. We just say for trillions of years, but we really don't know.
No, we don't, brother. Nor did he.
But the originator, time meant nothing to the originator. It wasn't his reality. But with us as human beings, it's a lot different. And we got to talk about that in another show, because I want to definitely put in some extra study on it, because it's something I want to bring out concerning that's been really on my mind concerning time. But brother, we talking about the exhaustion of wisdom today, but, you know, I want to pull something from the message to the black man. The very first chapter, a question is asked. It says, who is that mystery God? And I don't know of anything that can defeat the very first sentence that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote concerning this particular article. He said, for thousands of years, the people who did not have the knowledge of the person or reality of God worshiped their own ideals of God. He has been made like many things other than what he really is. Now, when we look at throughout history, man, we see when the God turned his face from man, next thing you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had made mention, I think, I'm trying to think, brother, was that in either Our Savior of Arrival or what's the other book he has? Oh, yeah, The Fall of America. But he mentioned something about a god that they was worshiping called Moloch. You remember that?
I don't.
Moloch, man. Yeah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad made mention of that. And my point in bringing up Moloch and all these other named gods out here is that it bears witness to what he said. For thousands of years, people who didn't have the knowledge of the person or reality of God started worshiping the ideals of God. Now, at one point in time on this earth, you knew that God was a man. You knew it. But somewhere down the line, when what's that old saying, brother, when they say familiarity started breeding contentment. At some
contempt.
Point in time, yeah, contempt. Yeah. At some point in time, you start treating the God as though the God was nothing. At some point in time, why would he hide his face from man? And not for just 1 year. Man, we talking about for well over 50,000 years and beyond. And now here we are, you and I, Brother Wiley, Brother Derek, Brother Farrakhan, all of us, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now we live in a time where the God himself is revealing who he is again. And this is something that we going to be commissioned with, brother. Because there's still people on this planet that have yet to understand and know that reality. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying the subject matter, what you chose for this week, the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world.
Right.
As you're basically saying, it is run down.
Yes.
When you think about exhaustion, you're thinking about things like fatigue. It's run down, whatever you're talking about. It's not much left of it.
Right.
And most definitely, that is not enough to bring it back. The power of this world, when you said the wisdom of this world, the power of this world has been exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, the ones who use it, they are becoming vastly ineffective. The things
right.
that they once could do, they no longer can. And so
that's right.
That's just what it is. And so as a result of that, we know that it takes power and force, energy, to move things. So that, to me, is implying this world is almost dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get to a point where you're almost dead, you have exhausted your energy, your power, your force to rejuvenate yourself, to continue the process. And so you're close to death, your demise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way this world is. And everyone has depended upon this world for so long, they just can't accept it. They just don't want to accept it. And they feel this way because they are tied to it. So what this world is experiencing, they are experiencing. You see? And as a result of it, they can't think of anything. They can't generate enough power and force to bring them out of what they are in. What they are in is the destruction of this
mm-hmm.
world on every level. On every level that one may imagine. So
right.
that means that any problem you have, you can't figure your way out of it. There are no answers for you to get yourself out when you're operating off of the wisdom of this world.
Mm-hmm.
It can't help you.
True. Boy, that's bad right there. Yep, it can help you.
Can't help itself.
So you can go backtrack all through the history thinking that history may lend you what you need in order to come up with a solution to your problem, but even that's done away with. From
no
all
solution,
of the great,
you won't be able to get it.
Yeah, for all of their great problem solvers, it's not working because President Obama tried it. Remember, President Obama's favorite president of study was Abraham Lincoln. Did it stop the problem? No, it didn't. Abraham Lincoln, man, you know, in Abraham Lincoln, if you look back on what he did, Abraham Lincoln, he took some of those who was in opposition to him and made them part of his cabinet. Well, President Obama tried, he probably didn't make them all part of his cabinet, but, you know, he tried it, and the problem still exists. But it seems to me, though, that out of all the presidents, that he was more, a lot more open than every last one of them. And from beyond which I do believe that Barack Obama was America's last chance to get together. Because ever since then, even after that, man, everything that's been going, it's just like, man, you, Minister Farrakhan said that. Let me use this example. He said that a vote for Donald Trump would send the country to hell on a rocket ship. And I always throw in, brother, full throttle. Because, man, ever since then, after President Obama, have you been noticing the continuous, and I'll say speed, of how this nation is going down? Every year, man, yes, we already had hurricanes, yes, but have you been seeing them coming back to back like they are with such power and force in them now? You just, I think, what was that? Katrina. Just use Katrina. Category 3 storm. Packing the power of a category, what? No, Katrina was 4, was it? Was it 3 or 4? I know it was. It started off as a 5. Then it got downgraded before it hit the coast. And, yeah. And look at all the destruction that it did. Harvey came in. Came in, man. Harvey started off as a 5 out there. And then it came in, it went downgraded, but look at the type of destruction. It left the destruction path of a Category 4. So this ain't no playtime.
No, it's not. You know, we're talking about the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is listen to the leaders of it. You listen to the leaders of it. They're trying to solve problems that is destroying the fiber of their world.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot come up with solutions that
right.
will stop it. They're having all kinds of meetings, discussions, from their best scientists.
Right.
Neither can they come up with answers.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts all countries in a bad position, brother.
Yes, it does.
In a bad position. I just simply use one thing, the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the attempts that are being used to try and stop it, slow it down, is incredible. And the more they try, the more it spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their best scientists trying to stop it. And
right.
you could see the frustration among the leadership if you happen to look at the president giving his address or speech to the people, making it a mandate virtually for everyone to take the jab, as they call it. We
right.
use that term
right.
because if you use the other one, they cut you off. And forcefully attempting to do that, well, there are consequences if you don't take the jab.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an attempt to try to force the people to comply. And now they're saying it only hardened to resist
oh, yeah.
order. You incited the people American people are very arrogant, and they don't like to be forced to do anything. So instead of making them afraid, you incited them and made them more hostile in their rebellion toward this.
Right.
Amen. It's, again, that is used because no one knows what else to do. They have tried to bargain, to persuade, to influence every way they know how. They have used actors, entertainers, celebrities, people who had great influence of persuasion.
Right.
And they have used money, paying people, lotteries and things to try and get people. Ain't none of it working.
That's
that
right.
Must be awfully frustrating to the leaders of what they refer to as the free world. Very frustrating.
Yes.
That, again, represents the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world. They cannot find a solution. When you cannot find the solution to your ills, to your problems, to your needs, bruh, you're dying.
That's right. You're definitely dying.
You're dying.
Yeah, great point. And brother, God, I looked at the one of the new programs this morning, and they were saying that the Biden administration, by them making that like they did, you know, they found a loophole to where they could be justified. But as you said, look, man, all kind of people. It's kind of like you hitting at a beehive. Man, them bees gonna come up out there after you, and then you stand there like, ain't nothing gonna happen to me. You better think again, because what they're using the OSHA standard, right? For legally, they can make a mandate. However, attitude. You know what I'm saying? Because for whatever reason, and I've been threatening to look at those ideas this morning. I was going to say something about that on the show today. Attitudes. But, I didn't get around to it. But, you know, attitude. I have attitudes, negative or positive. Attitudes have a tendency to cause a lot of fatigue in your life, too. You know? And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Like you say, brother, you got to look at the people in which you're talking to. You made them arrogant. For one thing, you go beating on the war drum. Ain't nobody mightier than we. You know, the Quran talk about nations like that. Ain't none mightier than me. You know, we the only ones. You know, we the gods of this world. And the God had to chop you down to size. But that's where we at, brother. But, you know, God, dog, man, it's 3 o'clock. We're at the top of the hour, everybody. So this is an exciting program. So on our way back, you know, education plays a big, huge role in this thing. And I wanted to also talk about education as well with this, man, because it's evidently that the the wisdom that you think that you have from your previous scholars, how is it that the country is failing in education as they have been for a long time, quite some time now? But we're going to talk about it on the other side. Brother, we'll be back after a break.
Allah be delivered. Allah be merciful. Allah be delivered.
Now we must stand up
Say before we get started again that COVID-19 is still raging. Get the latest from the nation. Go to www.media.noi.org and educate yourself concerning COVID-19. And also support strong black newspaper. Did you know that the Nation of Islam is the only group that have a newspaper that goes out internationally? In fact, it is the only black newspaper that goes out to the world that comes from our region. So support the Final Call newspaper, and also the Final Call newspaper have gone digital, brothers and sisters, especially for those of you who have moved and got sophisticated. You know, you don't want to pick up the paper and read it anymore. You know, you'd rather have the computer read to you. Well, the Final Call does put out a digital version of the newspaper, and the news is read to you. So go to www.finalcall.com for more information, and also to subscribe to the Final Call newspaper. All right. Brother Wally and myself, we are
yes,
back.
Sir.
Yes, sir. The exhaustion of wisdom. No, brother, there is a growing list of failures that's constantly being, now, you know, it's being acknowledged now. But some people, you know, man, how people like to deny things, man, you know, things going to get better, you know, it's just going through a drought or rough patch. But this particular drought and rough patch seem to be pretty final to me nowadays. Because, man, we looking at education failing, trade and commerce failing, banking failing, medical failing, government failing. You know, what time is it? As we said in the last segment, what time are we living in? And this here, man, the exhaustion of wisdom. Your wisdom is done. It's finished. As y'all say, kaput. It cannot bring up any more ideas or solutions. So what is the solution now? What do we have to do now? So we'll go there. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, the people, a lot of them forgot that they told you that when the jab was going to come, that everything was going to go back to normal.
That's right.
That was the first. That's why everybody was working so hard to get it out, because it meant that, what, you could go back to your normal
yep.
life and behavior.
Acting
that didn't happen.
That's
that didn't
right.
happen. You see, and now nobody wants to bring that up because
that
was a lie they told you. And they made it seem like the end-all of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't did nothing.
That's right.
I'm talking, no, ain't did nothing. I'm talking about you got people that's done had both shots and what?
Mm-hmm. They,
in worlds of trouble, man.
Right, they still
they
get
tell, they were forced to tell you. They were forced, literally, to tell you. Even if you got both shots, still wear the mask and social distance.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
When the people answered back and said, well, why should we have to wear the mask and social distance if we've gotten both jabs?
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
ain't no answer for that. And so
right.
now they're saying you got to get a third jab. I mean,
wow.
you know, and
yeah.
you in a minute you have holes in you like a pincushion.
Right.
And it's still
oh, yeah.
not going to stop it.
Right.
They doing, I understand. I'm not hating. I understand them trying to maintain control of their world.
Right.
I understand that. Nobody got no reason to be mad with them for struggling to maintain their world.
Mm-hmm.
It has been quite profitable to them. And it's like the old Marvin Zindler statement that says, it's hell to be poor. They
right.
have no intention of being poor. No, they can't live like that. They can't live like that. But it's going to happen. He said, no, man, you insane. Ain't no way in the world these people are going to be broke. Yes, it is. Because it's going to collapse their economy.
Right.
And once it collapses their economy, do you think they're just going to tell you before it happens? No. That's not the way governments fall. What they do before they fall is start stealing everything that the people got. They start
yep.
stealing it and taking it back.
Yep.
And then after they amass all that they can handle, they flee.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you not see this in Afghanistan with the leadership there?
Yep.
He amassed all he could, and then the leader of that country at the time, what? Took out, left, didn't nobody know he was gone or where.
Mm-hmm.
And left, this is why the Taliban was able to walk into it as easy. They didn't even have a struggle. They
right.
walked right on into it, took it. And they said, America said, we had no idea that that was even possible. For them to do that so quickly, that was not in our plan. They did not see that. Well, how could they not see that? And there's no one on the planet who has the intrusion technology that America has.
Mm-hmm.
How could they not see that?
Right.
It is because simply of the time. The time. It's like when they, you know, the old term that say your stuff ain't working.
Yes, sir.
They stuff ain't working. But what's going on now, I tell you what is thriving. Look at it. Don't take my word. The stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Booming. Booming, 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 booming. Like it never boomed before. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. And the middle class is becoming poor.
Obsolete, that's right.
So, when the matter is decided, you're going to look for your leadership, it's going to be gone. Everybody that
yep.
got what they could get. And they done turned tail and ran. Where is that mm-hmm. going to leave the people who follow the leadership of this world?
That's right.
Where is it going to leave them? In hell. Because they don't have no solutions, no thoughts of how they will get out of what they will be in, which is real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening now. It's not coming. It is happening now. City after city after city after city. People are losing their fortunes. They are losing everything they had. And
mm-hmm.
they, after doing so, are not able to come up with no solutions. No answers
mm-hmm.
for their situations to be able to get out of them. So you're seeing massive suicide, people killing themselves, killing their families, because they don't
right.
want their families to have to go through that kind of life. You're going to see, I mean, a lot of it is being held back where you can't see it right
mm-hmm.
now. Till other things
oh, yeah.
take place. But you haven't seen no violence yet. You haven't seen no violence yet. Just like the scriptures say. But you won't be able to come out your house. You better make sure that you are stored up with what you need for at least
mm-hmm.
being able to stay in it. For 3 weeks,
right.
even three months is better.
Right.
Because it's going to be hell and death in the streets.
That's right. Because this is not business as usual. This
no,
ain't
not.
Something you're just going to constantly keep going back to, oh, it's going to last. Because you remember, brother, when the latest big storm had hit, Then you hear these people coming all on television, on the news, talking about, oh, this was a 100-year storm. Ain't no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago, like you, look, we not in 100 years ago. We in the here and now. So that wisdom from 100 years ago is obsolete now. It's exhausted.
Won't help you today.
Yeah, it won't help you today.
Won't help you today.
And you're absolutely right, brother, by telling the people, oh, when you get the shots, you know, this would be a great deterrent, you know, from the virus. And then all it was just giving you a false sense of hope.
That's what they do always. Always they give you a false sense of hope in everything.
Mm-hmm.
In everything they give you a false
everything.
Sense of hope. That allows them time to do what they need to do. without the barber. That's what they call what? You know that saying about the flies? You want to get them out of the kitchen?
Oh.
you want to get them out of the kitchen. That's why you preparing your food and doing everything. Well, they say if you want to get them out of the kitchen, then all you have to do is take something else into the other room. They like to, you know, and you get them out of the kitchen.
Yep. You know what, brother? That's a trick that they all use too, man. Because I remember when I think back, because for some whatever reason Reagan came up this week. I think he's this week or last week, but I think it's probably this week. Ronald Reagan, when people want to get to the bottom of the Iran-Contra thing, being controversial, Reagan will walk out to the helicopter, and the minute the people start getting ready to ask some questions, then the helicopter will come up. And then he'd be walking out throwing like, I can't hear you.
Well,
it was time, man.
You see what the president do? He just turn and walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
And ignore all of the questions that are being asked.
Right.
Because he don't have no answer for that. And handlers, hear what I say? His handlers have instructed him to do just that.
Just that.
Shut your mouth,
right,
and walk away.
Because they know he's not
qualified to answer those questions. So,
right,
they don't want him being no big of a embarrassment to the country than he is already.
Well, at least Biden know how to handle the script. Trump couldn't contain himself. That fool would get up and say something so damn stupid, he'd make his own handlers cringe.
But,
man.
You know, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right, though, bro, because I like that part where you made mention about government start to steal from his own citizens. And that's so true because you know, they were looking at that, especially the stock market now, they seeing that a lot of the wealth of the country started shifting to the digital currency. So now they done devised a plan on how to get up in there now. And now they're taking something that they didn't have a hand in even starting. Then you know how to tackle it at first.
Look at what the conversation is about. The country is catching hell, poor in hell, suffering like hell, going through hell, and he is told by his handlers to discuss nothing but the stock market and how well it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so when you look at this, I mean, you look at this, you can see, I'm telling you, everybody that's listening to this or everybody who get an opportunity to hear what is being said here.
Right.
You don't have to go to the top, to the presidency. Just look in your own life. That's why I think one should start. Look in your own life. And looking in your own life, look into your own mind and see how difficult it is or not to come up with solutions to your own problems that you face every day in trying to live and provide for yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not able to do so, it's proving my point. You should look at, are you connected to this world or not? If you are connected to this world, you will suffer exactly what this world and its leaders are suffering.
Right.
If you're not, it will bypass your door.
Right.
And you will be able to use your reasoning ability and your judgment ability.
Right.
And your planning ability to liberate yourself from the hell and the madness and the deprivation of this world. This is not science fiction. This is not science fiction. This is truth. The United States territory have an offended God. There's nothing wrong with the land here. You got to understand. It have an offended God.
That's right.
It is the people in the mentality of the people and the spirituality of the people that is offensive to God.
Right.
And once you realize the naturalness of this, you can then begin to understand why change was and is so absolutely necessary to break the grips of hell on this planet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like you were saying, man, that the things that's taking place here, they're trying to hold it back from the people from really knowing. But now, you know, we have social media today. And
yeah,
if you go and pull up, you know, you go pull up Al Jazeera, you go pull up the BBC, you go pull up all these other groups outside of the United States. And, man, you can see what's actually going on in here that's not being reported. I never forget this in this book I read years ago. It's called Black Rage. And the writer was speaking about Channel 13 News down in Houston. And it said in there that we have a communistic media. Now, that was back in the 60s. You know, I think they were probably early part of the 70s because during that time, I think TSU had a riot and they weren't really trying to show a lot of that on the television set during the time, news. Yeah, and so it had the writer had wrote those words. And so when I'm listening, so when I'm thinking about it, about now, what showed me that they hide a lot from the American public was there in Arizona, the militias there. They were going to Spanish people's homes at night, and they were kicking down the people's doors and killing people up in their own homes. You don't hear word of that on any other news station here in the United States. But they reported that and was showing these things across seas. So there's a lot of things that's taking place that you don't hear about. And this is why I know some of you all don't like this term, but you are living in the devil's den.
This is the devil's vacation spot. The devil don't have to do nothing in the United States. Just go put up his foot. And those of you who believe in the hocus pocus devil, all he got to do is sit, is put up his, hang up his little red leotard and tail and just hang out. You don't have to have do nothing. You on autopilot here. But that's something,
well,
there, bro.
Yes. I tell you, if they go and do as I ask, examine
mm-hmm.
your own mind, examine your own heart, and then look at your condition as a result of your thinking. See, that's what you got to do. You got to
mm-hmm.
look at your condition as a result of your thinking. It is your thinking that has brought your condition to being what it is.
Right.
So ask yourself, what are you feeding your mind? Things that will lead to your success or things that will lead to your failure?
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, what happens to your family, black man?
Right.
If your woman fails, what happened to your family, black woman?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got to look where it all originates from. It originates
right.
from your mind, thinking, your reasoning, your judging.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. Right there in your mind, how you are perceiving what you are perceiving as reality. And you're acting on your own thinking. You're acting
mm-hmm.
on your reasoning. What you conclude, you're acting on it or not. So you are producing your own hell.
Right.
Why produce hell for yourself, black man, when you done built heaven for everybody else?
That's
through
right.
your ignorance and your blindness and your deafness. Why
mm-hmm.
not now build heaven for yourself in the midst of the most hellish time on the planet?
Mm. Yes, sir.
You got
yes,
to
sir.
Change your thinking if you want to better yourself. Look how long you've been thinking the way you have been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Have it brought you, you have to ask the question, what have it brought you?
Right.
Have it brought you freedom, justice, equality? Have it brought you love, peace, and happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Have
mm-hmm.
it brought you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Have it brought you money, good home, and friendship in all walks of life?
Mm-hmm.
If it haven't, if you have not brought these things to yourself, you have to look at you.
Right.
And how you are perceiving the world.
Right.
That's why I say you're looking for something to occur that will not.
Mm-hmm.
This is not science fiction. What you will see transpire is very natural, is very normal.
Right.
But your perception that you have drawn from your knowledge and understanding that is given to you by this world has distorted reality for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have not perceived the truth as it is. You have instead embraced the lie and the liar who produced it.
Mm-hmm. I remember this reggae song that said that, brother. I definitely agree wholeheartedly with what you just said, because it makes sense. Because these brothers said people everywhere, they just want to be free, but they find it so hard to be who they got to be. It's got to be the teachings of that society.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's all based in the education, man. Because what is going on with your critical thinking? What is going on with critical thinking? And you know, as one that came through the educational system, brother, as all of us. But you know, matter of fact, we can help some people today just by just bringing this up to them. Because, you know, in English grammar, you have seven question words that you can ponder on. And when brother is speaking about that, about looking, just take a moment, stop, and look at your situation. What are the seven question words that you have learned of? To be honest with you, you only learned of five, but, you know, that's another thing. United States love sticking the damn price tag on everything. But the five that you got in high school was who, what, where, when, why. How come you didn't get the other two, which is which and how? You know what I'm saying? You get the only time you get those is when you get, the only time you get those is when you get in college. You know what I'm saying? Then they teach you all seven, but in high school they give you five. They want to give you the other two for you to pay for in college, to learn critical thinking technique, you know. and just those five, if you notice, brother, that seems like that's the length of where the majority of the people would go. They don't go into the which and the how.
Yes, because I do understand.
Yeah, because look at it. I mean, you know, this is the narrative. We don't seek to limit your understanding, or are we on here seeking worthless pieces of paper ink? You know, we elevate your mind so that your ideas and higher levels of understanding can be converted into paper money. You know what we call money. You know, I hope you understand what we're saying. You know, because it's the same thing like with God, man. You know. If we talk about God, for the majority of us, we it seems like whenever people get in trouble, the first one they go and holler for, oh God, help me get out of this, God. How can we get God? How can we go forward, God? But have you ever put the seven question words to God, like who is God, what is God, where is God, when did God exist, why does God exist? Which God to choose from? How does God exist? You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through his teacher, Master Farad Muhammad, has brought us all face to face with the answers to such questions. I mean, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to look long for the answers to such questions. They're found right within your own being. Like brother said, look at yourself. Take the moment, stop a minute, cut off Tupac, cut off the game. Because if you're looking for the Houston Texans to win and stuff like that, you better go and cut it off right now. And your favorite team. And just think about it. Focus on you. Look around.
You know, this book, Message to the Black Man in America, contains all of the answers that one would need to rejoin onto yourself, onto your own. You know, and another thing that kind of hurts too, brother, because, you know, this whole religious thing that they got here, you know, that's been exhausted too. Boring is all get out.
Yeah.
Jesus going to do this. Jesus. Man, let me tell y'all something. And brothers and sisters, I love you. I really do. But tell me anywhere. Now, the Bible speaks of a man like Methuselah, living up to, what, 999 years, as it states in the scriptures. And from what we've told too, that this human body actually can live and exist for 1,000 years. If you have the right circumstance, the right nutrition, everything, but things got to be perfect for that to happen. Because it ain't going to happen in our dispensation time, I can tell you that much. But here we are. We talking about, what, Jesus, 2,000 years from Jesus now? And people, you know, we still say that Jesus exists physically. Now, think on this now. Now, if the book gave you a time frame of 1,000 years, then here it is 1,000 more years added upon that. Do you think anything in the scheme of this life, this universe, can last and exist beyond, I'm talking about organically, for over 2,000 years? Organically, especially if you're a man. Now, I hear about the roaches and stuff like that, but even the roach went through a freeze period. And then after the freeze period, then the roach came back. But you know what I'm saying? But think on this. We got to be very critical in this. You know, start thinking very critically. Because when you start thinking very critically about things, then the mind of God will open up to you. And you begin to start seeing things as is. Do you really believe now that the originator is I would say, you know, still alive for a trillion years. It's a trillion years old. You know, brother, when you start thinking critically, that's when you get into the which and the how. And that's something that a lot of people don't go into.
Well, there's nothing more critical now than, as a people, our situation.
Yeah.
That demands our attention. In order to change the outcome. And so we as black people in America really need to do some critical thinking.
Right.
Because our life depends on it. And the way in which we live depends on it. You know, the messenger showed us what we could do with little or nothing, you know, right here in America. He built a nation right here in the midst of hell, with hell all around him.
Right.
He built a nation. Hell with hell even amongst and amidst the nation itself, he builds a nation.
Right.
This was to show us what we could do. under the worst circumstances. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our example. And so surely, if we look at the example, if we do nothing else, we could at least do that in our homes, amongst our own family.
Right.
If you don't feel like you can achieve this in your community, that's one thing. You should be able to achieve it in your household with your own family.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you got to start. Because should you achieve it in your household amongst your own family, it has a natural way of catching on in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so wonderful for your family. And another family achieved it. And another family achieved it. And pretty soon the word is, man, how y'all do this? And everybody is actively what? Involved trying this for themselves.
Right.
And everybody that genuinely tries it for themselves, it's leading them to the same reward, benefit.
Right.
So now you look around and your whole community has been what? It's illuminated and serving an example to what? Our communities throughout America. Was not that the aim and purpose of Black Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
It showed what we can accomplish. You know, if we're not able to take these examples that our people have shown us and make them work for ourselves as they did, then tell me, what do we deserve other than hell?
That's true. That's true. Brother, that was such a beautiful point. And that's so true. I mean, we even see that even with the animals, brother. I've seen that even with the animals and the insects. Because I remember back in the 70s, you know, as a child, man, we used to be outdoors all the time, right? And the mosquitoes out there, they would attack you from the front, you know. But now it's like they done had them it's like they had them a conference or something, man. They attack you from behind now. They figured it out. You know, man, we going to die if we go attack them from the front. So now we go to the back now. Then we go get them at the bottom of their ankles and stuff.
Yeah, brother. It's definitely
and you know,
time
the same
for us
thing.
To do some critical thinking.
But that's right. Because the same thing happened with the monkeys. A monkey had picked up a and they said that they had did a study on this. This one monkey picked up a skill there in Africa. Then next thing you know, it seemed like all the other monkeys around the world start picking up on the same skill. And what those scientists were trying to figure out, well, how is it that the monkeys, they don't communicate like voice-wise like we do, but yet it seems like the animals, whenever something different comes to them, it seems like it just spreads throughout the diaspora. That's
all I get. I tell my clients, they think what I do is so miraculous and all the other things that they give it. No, I tell them it's none of those things.
Right.
I know that dogs hear, and I know that dogs see. And I know that dogs smell.
Right.
And I know that dogs taste. And I know that dog feels. Well, these are receptors. And being that they are receptors, I know how to message the dog through these particular receptors that he receives a message from me is I'm not his enemy. When they receive the message, I know it because they exhibit behavior that I'm able to read and know that they understand and I can approach them and there not be a defense system set off.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we communicate. They said, man, how do you do that? You don't even talk to these. You know, the dog is sitting for you. The dog downs for you. The dog comes to you. The dog follows you. All it is, how the hell do you do that? Because I made it my business to learn how to communicate with this animal.
Right.
And in so doing, I'm able to tremendously benefit where I can feed my family.
Right.
So each and every black man or woman, they need to think. They need to think. Stop looking outside of yourself and look into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And realize from you came all. All came from you. You need to really study and understand that.
Right.
And then you'll stop looking so much to others what you can find right in yourself.
Right.
And that is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that will lead and guide you to all that you so desire or will for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, man. You know, I need to ask this question to everybody. What is your true self? Have you even really thought of it? What is your true self? That's a question you can ask yourself as well. What is your true self? Now, when I accepted my true self, I found out that I am a righteous Muslim. You know, I'm not an Arab Muslim or a Chinese Muslim, no. I refer to myself as being an earthly Muslim by nature. And what is an earthly Muslim? Now, I can tell you, what is not a religion. It is simply that you are the earth and the earth is you. Our eyes, ears, mouth, nose, skin, all comes from out of the earth. The earth contains water, air, stone, soil, and guess what? All of it exists according to a universal law. And all that you will ever know is based in science. You're a scientist by nature. Muslim means submission. To do the will of that originator, that creator. I submit myself to a lot of things, in order to go plumb the depths of the essence of whatever it is that I want to, you know, understand or even create. You got to start seeing yourself as science. Start seeing yourself a little bit more higher than what it is that this life have shown you. Because the wisdom of this so-called life here
You know what they say about us as black people? That we know nothing. That's the wisdom of this world for you. What do you think about that, dear brother? Got to change.
Brother, hey, you spoke it. I say one thing, brother. The thoughts that I think now lead me to humbly bow my head with a smile upon my face and a tear rolling from my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And thanking Almighty God Allah for his wonderful blessing of giving to me and my brothers and sisters of the human family such a gift as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
I'm so grateful to be able to say that now in this time. It is fulfillment for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Fulfillment. Yes, sir.
Yes.
What can you say about that, bro? You know? Man, we're such blessed people, man, it's beyond comprehension that what all that is going to come to us, that has come to us, and it's like some people seem like they don't want it because it's like you said earlier, who world are you tied to? If you're tied to the world of God, then you're seeing a way out. As a matter of fact, he even said that he's going to prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. But if you with them other fellas, then I don't even think you even seeing the table now. Your table looks bad.
I like the way you said that. With the other fella.
Yeah, you hanging out with them other folks, man. Motherfuckers, man, hell, they trying to get stuff on their table now. Matter of fact, they trying to come over there to the nation. I mean, you ought to hear the minister even speak about how they be sending them letters.